Good morning, 8:38. It's FLX Morning Friday, and it's time to get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. That means Laura Turbide is here. Let's see, do I need to say Merry Christmas? I think we have one more before Christmas, but I'll say it anyway. Merry Christmas and good morning.
We're all month celebrating every holiday that exists.
Yeah, and we're going to talk old friend. Well, I guess kind of medium friend. I don't know, how many years do we have to do to qualify for old friend status here?
She's getting right there. 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's I'm
okay with a medium friend.
Yeah, medium friend.
That qualifies. Not medium in intensity, in length of time.
Yeah. So I am always happy. This is a great time of year. We're all so focused on expressing gratitude, and we are grateful for the many people that make what we do at Finger Lakes Health possible. So that is our donors, that is our staff, that are the patients who choose us, that is the residents' families who entrust us with their loved ones' care. It's so many people that we're grateful for. So this time of year is an important time to express gratitude, as well as for those people who maybe are grateful patients. These are times that they are often make gifts to us. So I'm here, and I'm very grateful for the person I'm with, who is my colleague, Helen Kelly, our Director of Development. And Helen has been spearheading so much of our fundraising, everything from events and working with the auxiliary and doing things to write grants and more grants and more grants. And we're here to talk a little bit about ways that people who are listening, maybe you're trying to think of a holiday gift for someone who has everything and you think, how can I really make an impact?
Ooh.
Now more than ever, truthfully, healthcare needs it. We all hear about this. Beds are full, not enough staff. Hard to even, reimbursement being cut on the other end. Our aging physical plants and aging physical structures. We even talk about things like Soldier and Sailors has got on the capital plan, needs a new roof. No one thinks those are the sexy things to give to, right? We also do have some fun and exciting things to give to. Everything from a new radiology room that's needed, an X-ray room. I won't steal Helen's thunder, and I will just say, so glad to be here with Helen today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the things the health system needs, the ways we're grateful, and the ways people can help.
All right. My first question is actually for you, because I'm a Rotarian. Helen is a Rotarian. Why are you not a Geneva Rotarian? Has Johnny O not gotten to you?
I wish I could be
I know,
Rotarian.
Too much.
Wednesdays are our standard meeting at our health system. So
okay.
for every year of our lives, 4 out of 5 Wednesdays is our administrative, so that's sort of our senior leadership meeting.
We are now doing once-a-month dinner meetings at 6 p.m.
Are you?
Yeah.
That might be the trick.
Johnny, I know he's listening. Get an application out.
He's listening in his new car with this new license plate, right?
Probably. Helen, it's great to have you back.
Great to be here. Thank you, Ted.
So let's start with this, with the partnership with UR Medicine. So your foundation, are you still completely separate?
Yes.
So you're handling
the...
We
still have our needs. We still have our gratitude, as Laura said. So we are standalone. We are affiliated with UR Medicine, and I'm sure that Laura has filled you in on the positives of that and the extended services that we expect to get and we are getting now, and we are getting some administrative help as well. Laura mentioned that I write a lot of grants, and they have a pretty robust grant program there, so I can get some support with that as well. But our needs are our needs. And they are many, and we the Finger Lakes Health Foundation still is. We have a independent board, and we're
okay.
And all the funds that are given to the Finger Lakes Health Foundation, you can give in any way to either site, Soldiers and Sailors, Geneva General Hospital, Huntington Living Center, any site. You can restrict to programs, you can give unrestricted, but the important key to remember is it stays here local in your community.
Okay.
None of them. So if you give, for example, to Soldiers and Sailors and you earmark it there, it doesn't even cross the boundary to help anything in Geneva General.
Right.
It's
very
specific. It's always been that way. And so now, even with the affiliation as being a UR Medicine affiliate, the foundation is its own legal entity, standalone, as Helen said, with its own independent board of local directors and our own governance structure. And on top of that, has the ability to, of course, none of the funds are commingled. So believe it or
not,
unfortunately, the news is the money doesn't flow out this way from other big grants they get, but unless they help us get one specific. But the good news for anyone who's ever given and for anyone who gives into the future, this was chosen as a passive parent model on purpose to assure that those funds stay right here in our communities, helping people who we're given for.
So let me ask you this. Some people must say, why do we give at all? That you're this big multi-million dollar conglomerate with fancy buildings and everything. And do you run into that once in a while?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So explain the sort of the nonprofit I don't think a lot of people understand the economic model of healthcare.
So healthcare is, as you mentioned, we are a nonprofit organization, meaning that if we do have a profit, which is rare.
Which we have not had in many years. Many years. We've had many operating years of losses because we're trying to fund so much good in the community.
But if we do have a profit, it has to be reinvested back into our organization in, as in equipment or programs, et cetera, or as charity care for our patients, which we do. We continue to do that. As Lara mentioned, globally, it's been tough. The economy specifically around healthcare has been very, very tough for the last several years, even prior to COVID, but COVID really brought everything to a head with supply.
I was going to say, are you still kind of trying to dig out there?
With supply chain issues and cost of everything, just as everyone else is suffering from inflation woes, we are as well in a big way. We also have major staffing issues. Again, some related to COVID, some prior to that, and which forces us to have to use, we have to have staff. We have to have, we have certain minimums, especially in the long-term care, that we have to make sure that we have enough staff for our residents. And what we have to do is we have to hire agency or travel staff, and that is very onerous, very, very expensive. So what the foundation does is we're trying to funnel back some of that lost revenue, some of that that really, really burdensome expense by raising funds to make sure that we can continue to provide high quality, local, accessible health care.
So giving an opportunity just to give to things that people can feel good about. So everything from our childcare playground that was recently installed to brand new cardiac ultrasound equipment. I don't know a single person in this community who has not been touched by some kind of cardiac event in their family.
Yep.
So we have brand new cardiac imaging equipment at both hospitals. You name it. We have a laundry list. Everything from Sirius Radio, right? Should we dare say that here? But radio that runs in our long-term care facilities and Christmas decorations and porch furniture to sit outside in the gardens and really like life enhancing things for long term care and activities programs, as well as equipment kinds of things. So the opportunities, I think, to make an impact are literally endless. Scholarships, we haven't talked about that. College of Nursing scholarships, scholarships for the LPN program. We also have a tuition buyback program so that we can recruit staff, so we can recruit permanent staff and say to them, you're coming to us with loans, significant student loans. We'll help offset that. We'll give you a scholarship to cover your tuition as a way to recruit staff that we want to live in our communities, live locally, and be permanent staff so we're not paying these premiums for sort of the traveling staff. So there are so many countless ways the foundation is involved that make things run. And so those people who are sitting at home saying, you know what, does somebody really need another Chia Pet for Christmas? Honestly, how about they can make a gift and honor someone in memory of someone. They can honor a caregiver. They can honor a new baby that was born in their family. There are countless ways, and we take it in nearly every which way, from stock to checks to recurring gifts. We just saw someone recently make a gift on their credit card and said, I want it every December 23rd. They, it came in yesterday, and I thought, what a loving gift that someone is making.
Well, let's talk about one nice, easy way to help and to remember people, and that's the various trees and ornaments that you have at Geneva General, at Soldiers and Sailors, and at Huntington Living Center.
Right. So that's an annual auxiliary, much-loved traditional fundraising event. We have, as you said, there are physical Christmas trees or holiday trees, where you can purchase ornaments in memory, celebration, or in honor of a family member, a friend, whatever. For Taylor Brown or Huntington Living Center, it's the Festival of Stars, and it's a $5 donation or whatever you want to make for that. For Geneva General, it's the Pine Cone Memorial. Or pine cone honor tree. That's a $10 donation for each pine cone. And in Soldiers and Sailors, it's keeping their light shining, and that is again a $5 or more. This year, and Lara kind of mentioned it. We're heading into 2024, which is the 100th anniversary of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital.
Wow.
Big one. And we do plan to make a splash. And throughout the year, we're going to plan some fun and themed sort of events around that. We have not done a lot of events, largely because of COVID. But we're going to come back Fast and Furious in terms of, and we're going to try to hold them locally in Penn Yan, so that we can get the community involved. As sort of a kickoff to that, we're offering for businesses or even folks who feel the need we're offering centennial ornaments at Soldiers and Sailors for $100. And several businesses have taken advantage of that and have purchased those. So that's really a lovely way to kind of get on the boat and celebrate their local hospital that they've been fortunate to have for 100 years.
And shout out to Susie Eisenhower, who came up with that as a great idea. She's a foundation board member now, an auxiliary member. Her mom had been our longtime auxiliary president, and just she has been a real addition to us. But that's all. It literally takes someone with a great idea and willingness to roll up their sleeves. And we're also looking for that for this 100th birthday.
Absolutely.
So if people are sort of sitting out there, everything from the history and the archives and stories of the hospital to helping get on a planning committee, you don't have to plan a whole year of events. You can pick just one and help plan something. You can give a ring to our office as well or connect with Helen or the auxiliary, because we'd absolutely love to get as many community people involved as possible.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if everybody who's been treated or know someone who was treated or was at Soldiers and Sailors could give $5.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And shout out also, we do have two honorary chairs who have agreed. Susan Stork, who's a longtime community member and is a member of our board. She was a member of our foundation board and is now a member of our system board. And Dr. Eleanor DeWitt, who recently retired. She was at Soldiers and Sailors for many, many decades as a wonderful doc. So those two have stepped up as our honorary chair. So we're excited to celebrate and gather as many community people together and just make this a big bash.
So tell us about some of the options available for higher wealth individuals to make really significant gifts to the foundation.
Just this week, we've received two appreciated stock gifts of stock. And that is something that is a really it's the tax benefits are tremendous for the donor, and we benefit because it usually is a little higher, as you say, higher worth gift. And you can contact me. The easiest way right now is just to contact me at 315-787-4074, or you can go on our website, flhealth.org, and there's an explanation of how to do it, but really the easiest way right now is to contact me, given that there's only a couple of weeks left in the year. And there's also, we do have a free will. I think I mentioned it before, where it's called literally free will, and you can go on our website on ways to give in our donation page, and it explains that you can leave a bequest or a funeral gift, include us in your estate plan, and the service is free to the individual. It takes 20 minutes. It's very user friendly. There's no legal cost. It's legally binding, and for 20 minutes you can do your entire estate plan.
And it's for anyone who doesn't have a will, whether they're giving a gift to Finger Lakes Health Foundation or not. It really is a beautiful gift. So Helen identified this as a gift for us to give back to our community. So if you don't have a will, you should have one. No matter how old you are, think about this and think about your family. And whether you're leaving a gift to charity or not, the questions were everything from how are you going to take care of your pets and what do you want? So it walks you through these questions in 20 minutes and you have a legally binding will and then you have peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is I would always say nobody wants to talk about this over Thanksgiving pie, but they should. So Thanksgiving pie and leading to holidays, this is the time when everyone's family is together. Literally talk about this, do it. Give the gift to your family of that peace of mind one way or the other. And if you would love to make a gift to the foundation, we would welcome that. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why we give this gift. But more importantly, whether you do a gift to any charitable group or not, free will is just a gift to the community that is an important piece of helping care for our community as a not-for-profit.
And also one more higher level. If you have a DAF, which is a donor-advised fund, usually held in some kind of community foundation, we happily take it. Basically, what happens is you donate your money to a donor advised fund. You get your tax credit right away, and then it's designated as you like. You can pay it out later, and we are happy to accept gifts from donor advised funds as well.
When you talk about things like grants and money from charitable foundations, has that I assume that's become more and more competitive? Yeah, I'm sure there are lots of organizations.
Definitely more competitive, but definitely something that I've really focused on this year, because individual giving is tough. As I said, inflation and the economy has hit some individuals in a big way. So I've focused a lot on corporate and foundation grants.
She's been a grant writing rock star, but it means like a term paper every week, right?
Oh,
so it's
like that
deadline, and they're all different.
Right.
They're all
specific. Yeah, it's not like a one-page answer four questions thing.
And it's wonderful, because then we can be good stewards of that funding by really coming up with thoughtful programs or thoughtful equipment that really meet the intent of the donors. Of the funders' requests. And I would just say, if you're also out there and you know of private family foundations or local foundations that you think we might not know of that are looking to make an impact in the community, reach out, because we are always also researching and learning new opportunities where there's people who've left a legacy, want to make an impact, do have a foundation, and are looking for ways to fund something that they know will have a real meaningful
locally.
All right. Helen, give us your contact information one more time for the
phone
foundation.
Number is 315-787-4074. That's my direct line. You can always reach us on our donate page at flhealth.org.
All right. Helen Kelly with the Finger Lakes Health Foundation, thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Hope you do really well in meeting these needs. Laura, thank you as always.
Thanks, Tad.
We always appreciate the visit. It's 8:54 FLX Morning.